Yanto Zaviele Kostege Vilerozante. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Especially when you're not around, please try and help us out when we treated anything, you are not around, please just do your best to find a way of listening before the next service. Find a way of listening. I will that everybody listens to respond to God before Sunday so that it can be obvious what we are saying. We are trying to, obviously before the audio is ready on edifyassembly.org, Facebook Live is always there. You can just easily go back and you listen again. So please do us as we are doing our own bit. Please, you two try to respond, okay? Praise God. Why are we doing so much like this? Is because this is the only thing that can grow up a believer like you. There are some believers that if they give me to nurture up, I don't need this. I don't need this to grow them up. But a believer like you, I'm not saying rebellious like you. No, I'm saying like with your own level of knowledge. With your own level of knowledge, you need strong training, I didn't say iron hand. Amen. Praise God. So please, that's why we have to do this. Respond to God, part two. Hallelujah. Some of you are not expecting someone this early in the morning like this. Yeah? Amen. So I respond to God. Okay. Okay, before I come back to doctrine. So don't forget what I told you. It's a very wrong concept for a Christian to be praying for his purpose in life. You are praying. What else are you looking for? That you are meant to be the best shoemaker in history or what? Exactly what? It's a wrong concept. I didn't know the people who brought those things to us. We in Christ, we found a purpose. Salvation is a purpose. Salvation is enough to live for. Salvation is enough to live for. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Sin of angels, preached unto the world, delivered into glory. Why God became a man, why he died for us, is enough to live for. So to still be praying that why. Well, I'm not saying don't be excellent in your field. But trust me, we have a lot of people. I know you have them. A lot of friends out there that as they are waking up, all they think about is excellence in their field of study. In fact, some people even owe that to more dearly than even their family. Let me just rise to the top of the ladder. Let my brand be all around. I just want to be the best singer in Africa. I want to be the next, what's the name of that get lady? The best Asha. I mean, under Asha. Asha, be. The way you are now going about it is like nothing else matters. Amen. Praise God. It's like nothing else matters. Like, no, it's a wrong concept. Every other thing to a Christian is secondary. What you have to do with the gospel is primary. Say, I found a cause to live for. The gospel is enough cause to live for. So, see, it's just poor training. And we have men of God that will be blessing such people, telling you, okay, Lord, what's that? That's why I'm not happy with such churches that promote training, entrepreneurship to the extent that somebody could say openly on Facebook, he said, I'm not really a Christian. He said, but each time I come to your church, I am blessed. I said, I am blessed. I said, I almost feel like I'm not in church. That things that you teach us, they make people grow. And I was thinking, so this man is happy that he's fulfilling purpose? It's scary. How do you, at least, there is this school, there is Lagos Business School, there is everything. Somebody now came into a place that ought to be a church. And you now say, no, it's no longer a church, it's a Christian center. And you are doing it on Sunday. So you are saying they should not go to church. That's worse. Don't you know? That is worse. The Bible says, "Koche, koje ki olure she." That means, you are not helping them. The people that want to help them, you need to allow them to go there. And to make matters worse, you now made the place so nice, so adorable, and the people who want to bless them, they don't have such of a nice venue. Amen. Praise God. If you remember, one thing I said in the stuff you'll be doing tomorrow is I said, same way you don't, it looks so heavy, but I don't have to say it. I said, same way you don't have anything physical, anything spiritual in Adam, so you don't have anything physical in Christ. You know, as I'm pronouncing, it still looks heavy. So we don't build Christianity upon frivolities, upon transient things, things that don't stand the test of time. So responding to God, number one, and what I said last time, I said doctrine, stability in doctrine is primary. Are we to God with all the activities we are doing in this place? You will receive more visions. See more revelations, more tickles of the spirit, more sudden prompts, more unexpected spiritual alert. Amen. No spiritual alert. Pang, pang, pang. Unexpected spiritual alert. But stability in doctrine is primary in getting these things going. If you are not stable in doctrine and you suddenly saw a vision of pastor carrying a spear, trying to throw it, what will you interpret it as? As pastor is after your life. Oh, you saw a vision of, you saw Pastor Ezekiel, he was now dressed in black, his name with dark shade, and he was like, he wants to swallow you. If it's somebody like, bro, see, if you simply say, okay, Pastor Ezekiel wants me to pray more. But if it's somebody like, like somebody else, amen, by my left, he will say, that man is the enemy. Praise God. Say stability in doctrine. So that is why, that thing I said, it was very intentional. I said, when you are not trusted with doctrine, and God reveals something genuinely to you, and we know that it is God that wants to use you right now, The church can refuse to give you platform to bless. And it's not church's fault, it's your fault. Come join membership training program, you refuse. Come and pray, you don't write notes in church, you just do. you are now feeling Holy Ghost filled. We can't trust your Holy Ghost. God has placed order in the body. Amen. Please get that part one message. It's very instructive. So I said, when you are stable in doctrine, it aids in the interpretation of the spirituals. The spiritual is such a word that anybody that is trying to give you books on dream and interpretation is just a fool. Sorry to say, it's just nonsense. Pure nonsense, because you can never document every possible dream of people. If you like, write 1,000. How many people do I have on earth? Dream every day. So you just lead people more into confusion. But and progressively, if men learn doctrine, if you teach men doctrine, they will know what can never be. So to flow in the Holy Ghost, you learn what God cannot be saying. No man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a call. It's because he has learned who God is in Christ. That is why you can never give a word of knowledge, a revelation that somebody will die. Oh, glory to God. Let's go and preach together. Come on. Relocate. No man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a con. You learn what God cannot be saying. You saw a vision of it in the dream. It cannot be God telling you that you are possessed. It cannot. Now, do you know what? Let me tell you this, because this will be more of a practical class. Do you know at times by the Spirit, you can hear a song that is not doctrinal? You know who else? You can hear your spirit, a song from your spirit, that is not doctrinal. It does not mean you should sing it. But there is an information inside it that you must speak. True to God, you can be in a meeting and you are hearing, I am tired of the valley. You must interpret it, not present it. Do you get what I'm saying, brethren? You can hear, because God will just look for the simplest way to communicate stuff to you. But presentation is different from reception. The word is not garbage in, garbage out. It's not the way it comes, the way I say. No. The Spirit will just prick you in some. The Spirit can just prick you in an area. You can just feel a sudden prompt. So, okay, let me come back to this first. So, like I'm saying, in that song, there is just something in it that you must bring out. And like I told you, when you think about what you have received, clarity will come. Clarity. So as a minister, you stay full of the knowledge, then full of the Holy Ghost. Full of knowledge, then full of the Holy Ghost. Not Holy Ghost before knowledge. Full of knowledge, then full of the Holy Ghost. Several visions are not conclusive. Some of them, they are coming for you to correct them. Some of you, they are coming for you to amend them. Some of them, they are coming for you to interpret. So, knowing the character of God, there are things you know that God cannot be saying. There are things you are just sure that this cannot be it. You must first know what God cannot be saying before you know what God is saying. Amen. You must first know what God cannot be saying before you know what God is saying. So, like I said last time, I said we have a steady, finite source of knowledge that is available to believers. I mean, it's a standard, statutory tree. Knowledge of your redemption, you don't rely on visions for that. Amen. Knowledge of salvation, if you will make heaven or not, if you see any vision, where you are left behind. Just know that the people that disappeared, they are being kidnapped by heavens. Amen. They are not going to heaven. Not our heaven. Amen. So you saw a vision where people disappear. That cannot just be it. So the knowledge of what happens at rapture is finite. It's already concluded. But also the believer has access to informations that are beyond the physical, informations that are beyond just natural comprehension. Things you ought not to know naturally, you can discern by the Spirit of God. You can discern by the Spirit of God. Amen. You can discern sudden things, suddenness. So, this also is part of Christianity. Emergency information. In things you are not prepared for. Things that naturally no man knew. Be prepared for it. You are a Christian. It's not things happen that are not planned in Christianity. Unplanned things happen. We are planned. Like you can come into issue. You must never come to the pulpit that you are saying, I'm relying on the Holy Ghost. That anyhow it goes, I will flow. That first time, second time, you are relying on anyhow it goes. No, that's almost calling Jesus across. But despite your preparation, you must allow from the ocean or from the wealth of the abundance of information in the spirituals. You must allow yourself to still receive. Be receptive. Be receptive. So this also is part of Christianity. Don't be lethargic. Don't be orthodox. Don't be insensitive. Don't be orthodox in your reception. Be charismatic. Not Pentecostal anyway. But be full of instant information. See, I must be able to come to you and ask that, brother, what has God said to you in the last 2 days? And you should be able to answer me. That what is the last instruction that God gave you personally? And you should be able to answer. And you will not say that God said I should go and marry tomorrow. Amen. You know, if in this training right now, as you are doing all this right now, if the voice that you are hearing in your ear is, go and marry, you know that's a demon. Don't you know? He's a demon. God cannot be calling. No man speaking by the Spirit of God. That is calling Jesus across. Amen. Praise God. Now you'll be seeing visions of okay, you are entering new territory. See how your eyes just shine to me like, what's that? That's the vision you'll be seeing. Not wedding gown. Suit. So seriously, I must be able to ask you, what is God saying? What has God brought down? When last you receive definite stuff that you can write down from God? There are some things that we do when we are still young that some of us we think we outgrew, and God will speak to you and you write it down. Now you just think that I am the man of God, and the thing will come again. You just leave it. It's not too good. Write stuff down. Write it down. Amen. Don't stay stationary. Don't be dull as per spiritual things. Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant of this realm. So in your personal life, three things I want you to just write down. Number one, how do you amplify this, see this more in your personal life? Number one, you meditate on the things of the Spirit. You meditate on the things of the Spirit. Don't just do this thing for the sake of exam or for any stuff. Meditate on the things of the Spirit. Think over them. Pick all the miracles of Jesus. Meditate over them over and over again. Meditate on the things of the Spirit. Think about exploits. I love that Joseph scenario. He said, as Joseph thought about these things, the angel said. Then he saw a dream. You must retain it in your thinking. You will interface with spiritual information as you think about it. These things, they are available for every believer, but they just need your interest. It's called desire. They need your interest. Interest. You must be interested. Amen. You must be interested. Number two, pray for others constantly. Pray for others constantly. Like when you pray for others, God will tell you things about them. Your prayer's point cannot just be about yourself. Pray for, like, not just thinking about others. Mention others in prayers. Much more importantly, people in your place of work, people in your local church, mention them in prayer. As you do this, you get stuff about them. Sudden information, sudden tickle, sudden suddenness. Pray for others. Pray for others. Your prayer life cannot just be about yourself. Don't just say, but I pray in tongues. No, in praying in tongues, there are responsibilities. Pray for others. There are responsibilities in praying in tongues. Number three, this is the biggest one. Be trustworthy with obedience. Be trustworthy with obedience. God woke you up last week. He woke you up 2 days ago. Yesterday, you don't answer. God, I am tired. Don't you know from experience, you will stop seeing, you will stop receiving such. How many of you know I'm correct? Once you are used to it, the thing will just stop. Woke you up first day, second day, third day, the same time. And you are saying that it's my body, sha. Why do you like always try to wake up by 3? This is your body. 3 every day. 3, the same 3. Which kind of body do you have? You have a timer in your brain? And the one I hate most is some people who said, and my mind told me, oh. My mind told me, oh. Your mind. Something told me. Don't say I knew. Don't call the Spirit of God something. Is it reverend? So, be trustworthy with obedience. Now, I wrote this down. See, obeying God is your choice. Obeying God is your choice. But the consequence of your disobedience is not your choice. The consequence of your disobedience is not your choice to reject. That's a sad one. Obeying God is you wish. It won't force. But see, they are just like in the Garden of Eden, it is the choice of Adam to obey. But the consequence of obedience, of disobedience, is beyond you. The consequence of this action you are about to take is beyond you. So, every day, yesterday, 2 days ago, God woke you up to pray. You didn't pray. There are things that you are not setting in right order. They have not been set. There are things that you will not see. So, please tell somebody beside you, don't get used to disobedience. Say, don't get used to disobedience. It's fertile. The day it will become critical. How will you know when you are used to it? When you always say, don't worry, it's the normal tap. You will do it again tomorrow. You don't know the consequence of that day. Don't get used to it. You know, it's possible that the Holy Ghost goes around everybody in the church. He just wants to... Maybe a church member to just pray for another church member, and you just go around everybody, and nobody's ready. in their different houses. Oh, check Joshua, check Brother Lou, check Bros, check Rejoice, leave me alone. Check, you think I don't sleep too? I sleep. Pastor is at work. Amen. Check out Jude. Hallelujah. Oh, Jude will tell the Holy Ghost, pray some more. Holy Ghost, pray some more. You send it back to sender. Yeah? So, no, it can't be, it must not be said of us. So, now, if it's a prompting that woke you up to pray, write this down. If it's a prompting that woke you up to pray, ensure it's a prompt that tells you enough. Mm-hmm. That's another area we fail. If it's a prompting that wakes you up to pray, or that taps you, or that bats a sudden desire in you to pray towards an end, ensure you will feel satisfied before you give up on the prayer. Even if maybe you are already going to work in the morning, but if it's a prompt that woke you up, don't stop. Madam, come back. I don't know where you're going. Don't stop. Don't keep it in your mind. You are going to work. Keep it in your mind while you are praying until you feel the relief. Until you feel satisfied, yes. Like, don't impose the satisfaction. Don't just rejoice. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know it's done. Hallelujah. Now start what the word says I am. Now start confessing some things that you think that God does not know. You wait. You pray. You persevere. So, at times, we don't even respond at all. At times, we quit too early. See, brother, it's a big word, actually. You don't actually know who God wants to use your prayer to help. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, although I told you, I said, when you have learned to neglect God's voice, it may not come again. But you are filled with enough righteousness to bring it back again. You get me? You are filled with, if, for instance, you always woke up by 2 a.m., the Holy Ghost prompts you by 2 a.m. every day to pray, and then angel taps you by 11 o'clock every day to pray, and because of disobedience, thing stops. You don't have to retire my life is gone. No? What do you do? What do you do? Tell them, I'm ready. Wake me up. Somebody said, boy, you didn't pray. They said, my sins are iniquities. He remembers no more. Hallelujah. So righteousness, consciousness can take you back to, there is nothing like I lost something spiritual. I cannot get it again. No. There is nothing like something you lost in Christianity that you cannot get back. No, not here. Say not here. So, righteousness, consciousness can always make you come back again. You are filled with enough righteousness so that you can demand restoration. So, what I talked about last is in your personal life, how do you respond to God? You meditate. How do you stay receptive to sudden information? Meditate on the things of the Spirit. Pray for others constantly. Then be trustworthy with obedience. And on the other hand, in the church, how to be more receptive? How to come to church and receive for others in church? Number one, come to church loaded. Come to church loaded. Come to church prayerful. Come to church in the Holy Ghost. Don't come like as an insulator. Come as a power generator. Come as a dynamite. Amen. Come to church charged. Come to church full. Full to the brim. Come loaded. Sunday night, squeeze 2 hours, praying the Holy Ghost. Sunday night / Sunday morning. Praying the Holy Ghost. If you are coming to church, you are driving. It's not a time to jizz, be in tongues. I see a time in this place when you just come to church in the morning, all those first gisting, what you are just first talking about is, okay, I saw this, this is what I saw over the night, this is what I perceive will happen today, this is how the service today, you see, pastor will preach about this today. You will see, that's a church. Amen. Praise God. You can just tell bro, okay, bro, let's do something like the spirit. Say today, how many first sermons are we going to have? Say me, I say four. Say, you say four too. Say me, I say four. I think your spirit is not that sharp. So, you know, my own tongue is superior to your tongue. So I say six. Let those type of things be your practical. Amen. Praise God. You can sit down. It's not the spirit. It's not the spiritual. You can practice. Funny enough, you can use anything to practice. You and somebody can just sit down in this church. Say, brother, write down a 3-digit number. Put it under your notes. If I'm not getting it, I'm not leaving this place. You practice. Praise God. Amen. So I just said, come to church loaded. And of course, I've mentioned the second one. Participate in spiritual conversation in church. In church. Participate in spiritual conversation. We don't bring our Facebook issues to church. Facebook problem is sufficient to Facebook. Is the problem of Facebook. Is sufficient for that era. We cannot bring, but once we try to bring that to church, we will not grow. Oh, you know, we won't grow at all. We'll just be lamenting. Ha! See what this one said again. Hey, our $1,000 madam is back again. Hey, I will just remain there lamenting, and Jesus will be lamenting. Amen. Are you with me? What's the second thing? In church, participate in spiritual conversation. Number 3, sit at the right place. In church, look small. Sit at the right place. Sit at the right place. Go to where the happening brothers are sitting. Don't go to where the Kosaic brothers are sitting. Apni bra, sit there. And I think we have to energize. This is our last row in this church. Nothing happens there. Don't sit there. Almost every church, the last row is always all the angels that are not active. That's where they sit. Sit at the right place. You are saying you can. I am not prophesying like somebody else. And you are sitting beside peace that is always on looking at live stream. How will you do it? You come to the front. Like I said, is it yesterday? I said if you observe that the thing is only happening in one area, what do you do? Move there. Just carry your Bible. I'm not a spectator today. Move there. Amen. It's true. Where you stay is all atmosphere. Some people, by their desire,
by their readiness, they have attracted, even as the preacher is just is giving out virtues, they are receiving more. Go to that area. So are the crumbs that are falling from the master's table
can be yours. Hallelujah. Praise God. So things can be revealed in church. 1 Corinthians 14. Things can be revealed suddenly. Suddenly. How is it, verse 26, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto what? And define 27. If any speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at most by three, and by course, let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church and let him speak to himself, still in the church, and to God in the church. Okay, 29. Everybody want to go? Again, 29. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge. 30. If anything be revealed, let the first hold his feast. If anything be revealed, something should be revealed all of a sudden. Revealed, apocalypto. If something be disclosed, be made clear to somebody that sit by, let the first. So you expect sudden disclosure. When we are together, things can be made clearer all of a sudden. All of a sudden. Amen. Expect it. It must happen in the church. It must happen in the church. And I've told you what must be your response to the prompting of the Spirit? Amplification. The things of God will come out as insignificant, as a tickle. It may not come like an earthquake, like the fire, like the storm. It will come like this still small voice. It may come like a still. It will come. Don't say I am not feeling. People are laying hands on. People lay down. You are being prayed for. And I say I didn't feel much. No, you felt little. Don't say I didn't feel anything. There is always something being communicated. Always something being communicated. Always something being communicated. So at times you feel a sudden prompt, especially in the Holy Ghost, to laugh, and you are trying to comport yourself. Your comportment has not helped anybody. In the Holy Ghost, you suddenly find a prompt. Just go and grab that sister. Pray for her, lay hands on her. And like I now told you last time, it's your church. You are free. Holy Ghost meeting. Don't forget. And I told you, I said, if it's on a teaching meeting that you receive something for that person, what do? You wait till time of prayers when, okay, things, you don't distract teaching. Wait till time of prayer. And if it's too urgent, you can send a note to the leaders. But just know that you are in service to participate. And your contribution may not come glaring. Agabus signified by the Spirit. Simaino, something like that in the Greek. It means what he received, he like dramatized it. He dramatized it. So man is the amplifier of God. And I told you the things of God will come to you as insignificant so that what? Obedience can be a result of choice, not compulsion. So a failure to amplify that small tickle of God is to dishonor God's gift. When you say, but all I just felt is it was just a small sparkle. Because it's small. So what are you expecting? A bulldozer, right? To kick you, push you through this wall. To discern that small thing.
can be fertile. Okay, lastly, now, this is really what I wanted to get to today. This is the new one I'll be saying. Now, think about this. Since the things of God, like we practice here, is not coming arranged. Since it is not coming pre-arranged. Since it is not coming with a pattern. It means it may, as it's coming, it will be against the norm. It will be raw. A lady is in front. She is speaking in tongues. And she is about to sing in understanding. It will not come like all girls in Magazi. It will not come arranged. It will first come staggered. You don't dishonor it. It will first come. It's not new songs. Even at times, I told you, in giving word of in giving tongues and interpretation to people, what at times what you receive is not everything you are saying. But what must you do? You amplify. So when somebody is amplifying things to you, what do you do? Patience. You are patient. You are honoring what is coming. You are not saying because it's not standing so melodious. It's not standing. I don't even know where the song is going. And you just, with your attitude, dull the atmosphere. What she say again? No, you are a spiritual man. Praise God. In the place of ministry, people receive things all of a sudden. At times, the man of God is just giving you tongue and interpretation. He's going. Things just keep. And okay, he goes back to his speech. You don't discern such moments. Again, a lady is singing. The new song is coming. You stay receptive. You celebrate the little that has come. You don't say, oh, this is what? So what we prefer is there is something that make a song that you know where it's going to happen, that is going to happen in hellfire. Praise God. Say, I honor God's gift. You must value it that way. You must genuinely encourage the minister. Or else you will dull him or her. You must genuinely encourage the minister. She is responding to God. He is responding to God. If you want to be, and it's for your sake. So to be blessed, what do you do? Encourage the minister. Amen. Praise God. The things of God. So much in there for us. So much. So much in there for us. So much for us to see, so much to learn, so much to perceive, so much to receive for others. So much, so much, so much, so much to do, and so much to participate in our days. Respond with honor. Respond with honor. Be polite. Don't treat it. Don't disdain the things of the Spirit. Don't disdain the atmosphere of believers. Such atmosphere are for your good. Such atmosphere have saved many from death. Such atmosphere has promoted many in ministry. Such atmosphere. Designed for your good. Designed for your uplifting. Designed to as a shortcut to take you to where you ought to take like years to get to. Such atmosphere is for you. You respond with honor. You respond with honor. You don't disdain the ministers. Any man speaking to you is the Spirit blessing you at that hour. Blessing you with utterance, with word of wisdom, with word of knowledge. Blessing you with miracles. Blessing you with healing. You don't wait for the right moment. You don't wait for the usual. Expect the unexpected. Even when you are least expectant, expect when the least among us is blessing us. Expect healings. Expect the supernatural. Expect the gift of faith. Expect the gift of healings. Respond to God. Don't be lethargic. Don't be stationary. Don't expect God only in a particular way. When pastor comes to preach, all my prayer will be over. No, who tells you that? For it's given to one by the Spirit, word of wisdom. To another is given word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Hey, know you not that the Spirit lives in all of us? The Spirit lives in all of us. So the same way a man, the leader of the congregation can bless you with word of wisdom right now. The least in the congregation can bless you with miracles right now. For it's the same Spirit working in all of us to bless us all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I honor God's gift. I don't disdain the gathering of believers. I come prepared. I stay receptive. I receive. I amplify what I receive. I don't dishonor God's gift. I don't dishonor God's tickles. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know when I'm blessed, I know how to bless others. You must know how to. How to. You know. Concerning the spirituals, you are not ignorant. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come and pray in tongues. Hallelujah. You are not ignorant. You are not without information. You are not without accuracy. You are not. Honor God's gift. A new song comes. Celebrate it more than the song you know. Celebrate it more. That's God blessing you at that hour. Oh, glory to God. Kavasta. Yegelenda. Zoginta. Kavada. Today. Rosto Gibala. Ketoli. Kazati. Kamasta. Gemana. Randegast. Oh, Yagavalis. 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 Yekelantikos. Denkapala. Mazopa. Tataasta. Oh, Lakraste. Valeraste. Gavatilo. Zavala. Maste. Gibida. Ozonios. Yegetiste govaste govali kero zantatash. O castagavile riken tolima zampate. O gandoze dede. Gandoza dade. Yagavalo razova losta gavade de rosta batinto. Genda da dream nano santo. The animals of vilimos until ran the man in. Men will come to your church. They will come and learn how to flow in the Holy Ghost. They will come to your church and come and learn how it's been done. So you stay ready, you stay prepared, you stay prepared to teach others. We teach by the way we organize our service, by our order, yet by the enormity of the information of the spirituals we are displaying. Order yet so much. In doing all this, we teach others how to flow in the Holy Ghost, yet you are not scattering service. How to flow in the Holy Ghost, yet you are not disrupting things. Oh, glory to God. They will come to you to learn. They will come to your church. So you stay prepared. Gavalazi. Yetida. Shogatisto. Lanto. Kaporite. Kevile. Mostikite. I make a practice of things spiritual. I don't live my life, all my life as planned. I give time. I give room for the Holy Ghost. I give room for the Holy Ghost. I receive information for the Holy Ghost. Yes, I have Ephesians 1:17 that I pray every day, that I pray constantly, but much more. But also, I receive sudden prayer points, sudden directions in ministration, sudden directions. Yeah, I can lead to the villa Mosenta. Yes, I know when a sick comes in anytime, it's my duty to lay hands. It's my duty to heal. But also, I also know the know-how. I know sudden things. I knew sudden ways of getting it done. Sudden ways of blessing that sister. Sudden ways of blessing that brother. Sudden ways. I am prepared. I'm always on duty. Sudden ways. I am a minister. I stay receptive. Oh, glory to God. Se tolera ste ke pili zantole azentele zante ra seconda last cova se gebila ra castaga vile rizetete ya zatatas Carlos latede la rocantimos. Just pray for 5 minutes and we'll be done. Miela kate tovisteke potite zontitas randama seto male. Allah kazete le zetej
Rasoto Camilo Taka Naka Teke Viste Rasetetetesa Kalimos Zepilos Shatolima Zepil Ratiketes Sataka Palo Zepil Rasentes Rosa Papanta Rosa Papante Rosi Pili Rosi Milando Staka Titos